Taylor Swift takes 2023 by storm, fastest selling album, Billboard dominance, and more. It's November 5th, 2023, this article is published. In the world of pop culture, there's no denying that Taylor Swift is an unstoppable force, and 2023 has been no exception. The year has witnessed an array of exciting developments that fans worldwide have eagerly embraced. From scented candles that encapsulate the essence of the year to breaking records and dominating the Billboard Music Awards, here are some of the key highlights from Taylor Swift's 2023 journey. Scent of 2023 candle. Can you capture the essence of a year in a scented candle? Well, now you can. Candle inspired by Taylor Swift, Barbie, and AI has hit the market, promising to transport you to the year 2023 with its delightful fragrance. For just £14.99, you can immerse yourself in the aromas of this iconic year. Fastest selling album of 2023. Taylor Swift's music has a special place in the hearts of millions, and her 2023 album has made a remarkable mark. Swift's new album has achieved the remarkable feat of becoming the fastest-selling album of 2023. Her creative genius continues to captivate fans and critics alike. Billboard Music Awards 2023 dominance. The Billboard Music Awards for 2023 have unveiled their finalists, and Taylor Swift has emerged as a leader with a staggering 20 nominations. Her influence and talent have been celebrated across various categories, solidifying her position as a music industry powerhouse. For the complete list of nominations, be sure to check out Eras Tour. Get your tickets now. Taylor Swift has not only been breaking records but also setting new ones with her Eras Tour. The tour's success has led to the addition of three more concerts to her 2023-24 schedule. Swift is slated to headline at Vancouver, Canada's BC Place Stadium from December 6 to 8, and the special guest will be none other than the talented Gracie Abrams. Live Nation's phenomenal earnings. Live Nation, the global entertainment giant, has witnessed a surge in revenue, and a significant part of the success is attributed to Taylor Swift's blockbuster tour. High prices, pent-up demand, and the sheer star power of Taylor Swift have all contributed to Live Nation's impressive Q3 2023 earnings. Taylor Swift approved Christmas gifts. The holiday season around the corner, fans of Taylor Swift have a plethora of exciting gift options to choose from. We've curated a list of the top gifts that any Swiftie will absolutely love. Whether it's merchandise or memorabilia, there's something for everyone. Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce's romance. In October 2023, the world was abuzz with the news of Taylor Swift's romance with NFL star Travis Kelce. This relationship has received the full support from the NFL community, turning it into a heartwarming love story that fans can't get enough of. Celebrity Halloween costumes 2023. In 2023, Taylor Swift has once again proved that she is a musical and cultural phenomenon. From fragrant candles that encapsulate the year to her record-breaking album sales, her dominance at the Billboard Music Awards, and a thriving Eras Tour, Swift's influence continues to grow. With a blossoming romance and a unique Halloween presence, 2023 has truly been a year to remember for Taylor Swift and her devoted fans.
Hello folks, we're changing our format once again as we refine the program. We are going to a format that's kind of like Christian Contemporary Magazine, but in our own format. We will be having interviews, you know, segments, stories of artists and musicians of both Christian and secular music that has a theme to it, just like Christian Contemporary Magazine used to do. All right. Glad to have you here. And we're going to be doing this, and we'll be having some of the programs on here. And this would be, we'll have it on, we call this Breakaway Thunders Network and Breakaway Thunders Podcast. The main theme will be Breakaway Podcast, no, Breakaway Thunders Media. And we ask you to come and visit us on YouTube and to join and like and subscribe to our channel. We thank you to be here with us as we continue on recording themes and music, including Dale Calhoun Music, Annex XL Music 21, Annex XL 21, including, oh, more music that Dale has been doing in projects, such as the projects that we like to do, In Toxic Blue. And we'll have different themes, and we're going to have different reviews, and we'll have news articles, full-blown articles, yeah, read by some AI and some live people actually talking to, and we're hoping to have interviews. We want you to send your WAV files wherever you can get a hold of us or contact us. We'll have links to that where you can record a message, and it is possible you will be on one of our Breakaway Thunders program. We thank you very much for listening to us, and we're going to switch on over to some music. Here we go.
The music from Dale Calhoun LLC. And I'll be back with you with The Whirlwind. The Whirlwind is sweet kicking up a notch on the radio today. Enjoy the concert, friends. Enjoy. Let's give a hand to our friend Dale Calhoun LLC.
Well, you try to find one.
This is going to be a long study. We're talking about UFOs in the Bible or UAVs in the Bible. Hey, we're going to be talking a little bit about the Bible. Don't get too bored. There are about 40 biblical passages that people claim is reference to UFOs. I say it's more of a reference to the glory of God. You know? The grace, revival, renewal, God's message to people. Of course, we talk about the Old Testament, and there are references, a lot of references in the Old Testament to deal with appearances of UFOs. In our perspective, me as a preacher, in the past, pastored 3 different churches, actually 4, including interns. Had a lot of scholarship training with Hebrew books, the Greek books. Went into studies with the Kabbalah with a K, the Kabbalah with a C, the Kabbalah with a Q. So I've had a lot of study in referencing the Bible. Even things that, you know, when people have questioned the secret things that are hidden in the Bible, that'll be another thing, another program. Let me tell you, I'm going to read a couple of verses here in Exodus. Exodus 3:2, and the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush. And he looked, and behold, the bush burned with fire, and the bush was not consumed. Isn't that a reference to something super, super, supernatural? And that's what I think that some of what we're seeing is in the supernatural. Let me give you 3 things that I think, and I'm going to write them down while I'm talking to you. 3 things. I think they are government, some of them. Reverse engineered, yeah, I possibly could believe that. I think civilian, you know, drones are really popular now, and people like to be tricksters. 3, demonic. I don't write that out, that it's from spiritual darkness. We know by studying about UFOs, you'll find out that, there is an agenda. In some, I believe is good. In some, I believe is not good. Now let me throw in a 4th one. Like the ocean, we have space creatures. Creatures that live in space. That's kind of out there. But I am hearing of a few things on the internet and things that I've been studying on this subject that is possible that these are creatures from space, just things that live out there like they live in the sea, that there's so many things that we have not found yet in the sea. We're still exploring and finding new things. They even say up in Alaska that there's a hidden lake with things, with animals, you know, creatures of the sea that we've never seen before. Isn't that something? Exodus 13 is another one. The Lord went before them by the day in the pillar of a cloud and led them away, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light, to go by day and night. He took not away the pillar of cloud by day, nor the pillar of fire by night, from before the people. Now, we also talk about, you know, everybody, the Ark of the Covenant. Oh, man. The power of the Ark of the power of the Ark of the Covenant. They won wars when they carried the Ark of the Covenant, if we find out. Exodus 16. It's about Aaron spoke unto the whole congregation, the children of Israel. And they looked toward the wilderness, and behold, the glory of the Lord appeared, what? In the cloud. How many times is there references that there's something in the clouds, or that cloud is just staying there or moving very slowly? It has a certain shape, certain this and that. Possibility? I think we can get signs from God from the clouds. Exodus 19 through 18. Read that. Exodus 24, 15 through 18. Exodus 33, 9 through 10. Exodus 34 through 5. The Lord descended in the cloud and stood with him there, proclaimed the name of the Lord. Clouds. That's an interesting thing. I haven't studied that, and I'm probably going to do the references on that for clouds.
Hey folks, how you doing? What do I know about featuring Taylor Swift today? Well, I know a man that, his name is Rick Barker. Rick Barker used to be he was one of the people who helped publish early music of Taylor Swift. He was her manager in the beginning. I learned a lot from Rick Barker's programs. He's featured on YouTube. I also learned from some of his courses about legal things to do with music and when you record and how to record. All those features you'll find on YouTube about Rick Barker. Now, my other person is a friend with Rick Barker is Ray Hamilton. Ray Hamilton, I have a contract with, and pretty much any time I go back to him, he has a thing where he will personally, or his team will pick out songs to pitch to movies, all different things in the industry, gaming and all that, for making music. I haven't been with that right now because I've been doing a lot of publishing of my own music. And the indie struggle. But if you go back to one of the music awards, when Taylor Swift first got her first award, I believe that is so, you will see, or you will hear, that Rick Barker and Ray Hamilton are mentioned as she thanks them for their working with her in doing this thing to get her music out there. Now I want to tell you that we're going to try to get some things in here, just some news articles coming up about Taylor Swift. We may have some other things coming up in this program, if not this one here. We will have it featured in what? Breakaway Thunders Media on YouTube. We'd like you to go there, like and subscribe to that channel, and you will listen to a different theme than here. But this is our direction, is to help you enjoy all the music that you can, and also featuring things, as we publish articles that are generated, that we find online, and we publish them sometimes with AI. Or I will personally speak, or we'll have a guest speaker who will speak those programs. Doesn't mean that stories we've been telling about the Mars program, about the Mars cave, about things that we have been doing or storylines, they will be played here a lot more than over at YouTube. YouTube is going to be like, when we get to YouTube, it's going to be just like Christian Contemporary Music Magazine. It's similar to it, but we'll have AI features and articles about different bands, people, and the news in the world. Some short music themes, and also news in the world, what's going on. Just short segments of what's going on in our world. And some features speaking of Dale Calhoun. Maybe about music, or maybe a positive message from the Holy Bible. So keep on keeping on, and come on over and join us. Listen to all our programs. We're enjoying having you here, and we want you to be here always with us, and we want you to be satisfied with what you're listening to. Like I said, on this channel, we'll still be doing storylines, but not on the others. We'll have different articles and different things going on. Hey, let's keep it going. I think it's fun. I enjoy recording. The time that I have with you is special to me. as I am a prayer warrior, I do pray for people. And I continue on thinking of my audience. And I hope that you will increase your listening time. Hey, come on over to YouTube. Subscribe, like, and join us with Breakaway Thunders Media. Love ya. We're out of here and we're gone. And we're going to be transferring to... Let's pan it out and go to the music. Ha ha! Ho ho!
Peace. Everyone seeks peace. Life. Eternal life everyone wishes to have. Peace of heart, mind, spirit, body, and soul. Life can be a test, but we'll only grow when there are lessons learned. And you know, nothing's impossible with God. Nothing.
Calling out to the Lord with the prayers of the saints. Here he comes to rescue, because he hears the prayers of the saints. Blessed be the Lord Almighty. Blessed be the Lord. Blessed be Jesus. Oh, thank you for the healing, Lord. Thank you for touching me. Thank you for the blessings you give, Lord. Oh, blessed be to the Lord. Blessed be to the Lord Almighty. Blessed be to the Lord. Oh, Jesus. Blessed do your name, bless your name, I bless your name, give you the glory, give you the honor, give you the praise, hallelujah, blessed be his name, blessed be the name of Jesus, blessed be the name of the Savior of the world.
Podcast theme, Middle East Unraveled. Introduction. Welcome to Middle East Unraveled, the podcast where we dive into the latest developments, conflicts, and diplomacy in one of the world's most complex regions. Your host, and today, will unravel the key events that have been making headlines in the Middle East recently. Segment 1, the Israel-Gaza War and Diplomatic Tightropes. In our first segment, we discuss the Israel-Gaza War and how it has upended the dynamics of the Middle East. We explore the delicate diplomatic tightrope that the King and Queen of Jordan are walking as they denounce the war while grappling with the fear that regional instability may reach their kingdom. Segment 2, shifts in U.S. foreign policy. From Afghanistan to Ukraine and the Middle East, the U.S. is dealing with the fallout from past foreign policy decisions. We delve into how President Biden is navigating the legacy of his predecessor's foreign policy blunders and the challenges he faces. Segment 3, Diplomacy in Action. Secretary of State Antony Blinken's trip to the Middle East is the focus of our third segment. We explore Blinken's efforts to contain the Israel-Hamas war and the demands for a Gaza ceasefire as he meets with Middle East foreign ministers in Jordan. Segment 4, Global Perspectives. In this segment, we broaden our view, discussing the UK's call on Iran to use its influence to prevent further escalation of the Israel-Hamas conflict and how Ukraine sees the need to invest in defense systems due to the ongoing conflicts in the Middle East and Russia's invasion. Segment 5, Voices from the Region. We bring you an interview with a top Hamas official, who shares a controversial perspective on the future of the United States and its global role. We'll dissect his claims and their implications. Segment 6, On the Ground Insights. In our final segment, we provide live updates on the Israel-Hamas conflict and Antony Blinken's meetings with Middle East foreign ministers. We also touch upon the shockwaves caused by recent events, including an airstrike on a Gaza ambulance. Conclusion, join us every week as we untangle the complex web of politics, conflict, and diplomacy in the Middle East. Middle East Unraveled is your trusted source for understanding the region's ever-evolving landscape. Stay tuned for more in-depth analysis and expert insights.